Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
What God is saying to you is, come down along with us, and we will do thee good. I know you came from another tribe, another order, another place. It's all right. I know you came out of the streets. You don't know too much about church. It's all right. I know we don't look alike or speak the same language. It's all right. Welcome to the family. All through Ephesians, you keep hearing about the riches of his mercy, the riches of his grace. It is no accident that God keeps using this term, rich.
No.
Don't sleep on that word, rich.
Okay.
The riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. The worse you are, the richer he looks. So all the people say, how could you use him? I could afford to. I didn't run out of grace. My grace was rich enough to cover. My grace is rich enough to cover your wretchedness.
So true.
In fact, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. That way, anything you get done, you know you didn't do it. It was me doing it. I got you that job. I got you that contract. I got you that business deal. I opened up that door for you. I made that way for you. I got you in that school. Lord, let somebody hear this word this morning. Oh, who wouldn't serve a God like this? He everything you got, he gave it to you. Walk over and slap somebody and say, my daddy is rich. You better be careful, don't fool with me. My daddy is rich. My daddy is rich. My daddy is rich. My daddy is rich. He intercedes for me. He pleaded my case. He made a way for me. He opened doors I couldn't see. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's... Where are my forgiven folk? Make some noise. Come on down, give me some more of this text. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the what? Gift of God. Lord have mercy. It is the gift. It is the gift. That's why I can raise you up together. Even though she lived better than her, I can raise them up together because it's not by works. I want you to see this. It is the gift of God. You mean you're going to raise... When you read the genealogy of Jesus Christ, it's absolutely amazing. You got good women in there like Sarah. You got incestuous women like Tamar. Right in the room with virtuous women like Rachel. And they are raised up together in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. They're in his family. They're in his family. Ruth the Moabitess, who was an idolatress, is in his family. So who are you to lock me out of the family? You don't get to say... Slap somebody and say, welcome to the family. Come on, give me some more of this. Give me some more. This is not of works, lest any man should boast. Come on. Now we just now getting down to the what I'm supposed to be doing. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's what we are. He's talking to Gentiles. He's talking to idolaters. He's talking to fornicators. He's trying to make them understand that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus under good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. God has ordained for you to live a better life than you're living. Come on. Wherefore, remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision. I want to break that down. In the Bible, the sign that you had a covenant was whether you were circumcised or uncircumcised. If a man was uncircumcised, it meant that he was not a part of the Abrahamic covenant. So he says, in your times past, you were Gentiles in the flesh who are called the uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision. In other words, the circumcision are the covenant people, and the uncircumcised people are the uncovenant people. And he said, you were called uncircumcision by the people who had a covenant. Because when people have a covenant, they call everybody else names. You were called that by the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Read on. That at that time ye were without Christ. Now I'm getting to it. You were without Christ. Check this out. Being aliens. Let me use another word that would be appropriate here. Immigrants. You weren't born into it. You weren't by nature a part of the family. You were aliens. Aliens from what? From the commonwealth of Israel. Remember, we kept hearing that word riches of mercy, riches of grace, and now we hear the word wealth. You were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. You were aliens and strangers. Strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. That's what the Bible says you were. Read on. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh. You who were aliens. You who were aliens, you who were strangers are made nigh. You know how America likes to say we're a nation of immigrants? The church is too. We were strangers, we were aliens, but we were afar off. Now we've been made nigh. How did we get to be so close? By the blood of Jesus. Come on, brother. For he is our peace, who hath made both one. We're one. We're one. What Paul is doing is defining what the church is. He said the church is one. It broke down the middle wall of partition between the Jew and the Gentile. There is neither male nor female, Greek nor Jew, bond nor free. We are all one in Christ Jesus. He has torn down the wall of partition. I know before you wouldn't eat with me because you called me uncircumcised. I know that if I ate out of your plate, you broke it. I know if I drank out of your glass, you threw it out. I know I was considered unclean, but God has torn down the wall from between us and hath made us one. And have raised us up together. That's what the church is. You aren't any better because you were Israel than I am because I'm Gentile. The church has made us one in Christ Jesus. Come on, give me some more. having abolished in his flesh, talking about Jesus, he abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. He took the law, the broken law, the law I messed up, and fulfilled it and became my righteousness. That if I believe on him, he made as if I had never done what I did and gave me equal standing with the good folks. Now I can stand right beside the good folks. I don't have to take my hat off and say, yes, sir, boss, when I see you come in, because he paid the price and fulfilled my righteousness and abolished in his flesh what was contrary. That's why he was nailed to the cross, to pay the price for me, that I could appear in the family with all of you good folks.
The 2022 International Leadership Summit.
I'm a master builder.
March 31st through April 2nd, Charlotte, North Carolina. Learn from brilliant minds.
You don't need another confirmation. You don't need another phone call. Go be powerful.
Your reach is determined by the level of your thoughts. What did you think?
Ready to build? Visit thisisils.org to register.
Thank you so much. We listen to the bishop almost every day, every morning early, and he's on our television and blaring through the house. We love it.
Thank you for having the vision.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being obedient to what God has called you to do.
Thank you. Thank you. And a phenomenal job.
I'm gonna show you. People often ask me, how do I get messages? I'm gonna show you how this message dropped in my spirit. In my devotions, in my personal devotion time, I was in Numbers 10:29. And when I got in Numbers 10:29, it inspired me to share this word with you. And I want you to check it out. I was reading in Numbers 10:29. I want you to check this out. It was kind of cool. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you. We are on our way to the place where the Lord said, I will give it to you. That's what Moses said to him. Moses says this to Hobab, who was his father-in-law. NIV says brother-in-law. They debate about it. His story, don't matter which one. He was in-law. He was a Midianite. Let me show you who a Midianite was. A Midianite is a descendant of Abraham's second marriage to Keturah. I got you, bro. When Sarah died, Abraham married again. The fact that Abraham married again is a miracle, because before Sarah died, Abraham was impotent. When God strengthened his loins, not only did he birth Isaac, blessed be God. When he got his transfer outlasts his wife. His wife died and he said, I ain't through yet. Now you got to get this. Isaac was the promise. So he'd already gotten the promise. But he said, I ain't through yet. So he married again another woman named Keturah. And he had 6 sons. You see what I mean by blessed be God? You see what I mean about a download? You see what I mean about allowing a temporary circumstance in your life to make you think your life is over? Abraham in latter day was better than his former day. He went from impotent to Isaac. He raised up Isaac. Sarah died. He got married again. He married a woman named Keturah and had five more kids. Five more kids. And this is the descendants of the kids. So when the children of Israel were in Egypt for 400 years, the Midianites were living in the desert. They were Abraham's kids too, but they were from a different mama. Okay. So they were outside. Now watch this. Give me a minute, let me see this. Now Israel has been enslaved for 400 years, but they have the gross wealth of Egypt. And now they're moving across the desert with the wealth of Egypt. So much money on them that the Bible says their children's backs were bent over carrying the wealth. I'm talking about generational wealth. I'm talking about on your children and your children's children's children. I'm talking about pressed down, shaking together, and running over. I'm talking about bent over with it. I'm talking about my cup runneth over. And they're moving across the wilderness with the gross national product of Egypt on their back. And they run into the Midianites, which is where Moses has been for 40 years on the backside of the desert with Jethro, hanging out with the cousins on the other side of the family. He was hanging out with them. And the Midianites are now there, and they're having a conversation. And he says to them, put the text back up here, because I want him to see. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Now, Moses is talking about what he's going to. And I'm telling you what he's going with. He already done cleaned Egypt out. He has had supernatural debt cancellation at the Red Sea. Because when Pharaoh tried to follow him to the Red Sea, he drowned in the Red Sea. And if the one you owe is dead, you don't owe nobody. So he has had supernatural debt cancellation at the Red Sea. And now he's talking to Hobab, talking about, come on and go with us. He says, the Lord has said, we are going to the place of which the Lord has said, I will give it to you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. Close your eyes right now. I want to get this in your spirit right now. Close your eyes. God has spoken good concerning you. Not evil. God has spoken good concerning you. It might be in front of you. You might not have your hands on it right now. You might be en route to it. You might be on the journey. But God has spoken good concerning you. Stop being scared of your daddy. Stop being scared of your daddy. God has spoken good concerning you. I know his voice is rough. I know he talks loud. Stop being scared of your daddy. Stop running from him, Israel. Stop running from him. When he speaks on the mountaintop, stop running. God has spoken good concerning you. Breathe that in. God has spoken good concerning you. I don't care what the doctor has spoken. God has spoken good concerning you. Listen to me. I don't care what the accountant has spoken. God has spoken good concerning you. I don't care what they wrote about you on a blog site. God has spoken good concerning you. Receive that. Let that in your spirit. Settle that in your mind. Now watch this, I'm almost finished. God says to Jethro, God says to him, and he said unto him, he said, come thou along with us and we will do the good. And instead of the guy saying, yeah, he said, I will not go, but I will depart unto my own land and to my kindred. See, when we are presented with better, our inclination is to resort back to the familiar. Every time God is trying to raise you up, you have to resist the gravitational pull. There's somebody in here right now. I am to break the pull that keeps calling you back down to less than what God has for you. The reason you keep going back down and you are subject to the gravitational pull of your past is because you don't feel worthy of what God is trying to give you. And if you don't feel worthy of it, you can't receive it and you won't get the download. That's why the enemy is accuser of the brethren, because he always wants to make you feel unworthy of what God wants to give you. Who am I talking to today? And so here comes worthiness into your spirit. Here comes worthiness into your spirit. You don't have to go back to anybody. You don't have to go back just so your kindred will accept you. You are given an opportunity to come on in the family. Now, this is our wealth. We went through 400 years to get it. But come on, come to Allah. Come down along with us, and we will do thee good. Put the verse up there. Come on. Put the verse. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my own kindred. Come on, give me the rest of it. And he said, don't leave us, I pray you, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and God sent you here to be eyes for us. Check this conversation out. They said, we got the blessing, but you got the vision. We got to get through a desert that you lived in. Come on and be eyes for us. Come on. So it's never one-sided. All relationships are built on reciprocity. So when I invite you to come in, it's not just because you need what I got. You also have something that I need. Come on and be eyes for us. Watch this. Let me. And he said, leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness. You know how to build tents in the wilderness. You know how to survive in the desert. And I want you to be eyes for us. Come on. Come on. Read on. And it shall be if thou go with us, yea, it shall be that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto you. The same will he do unto you. And what God is saying to you is, come thou along with us, and we will do thee good. I know you came from another tribe, another order, another place. It's all right. I know you came out of the streets. You don't know too much about church. It's all right. I know we don't look alike or speak the same language. It's all right. Welcome to the family. Welcome. Welcome to the family. I know you made some mistakes. I know you've been through some things you're ashamed of. But the Lord said, welcome. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. The Lord said, welcome to the family. All kind of stuff in my family. That's what Jesus is saying. I had Ruth the Moabitess, and Tamar was an incest. Rahab would work the corner, and I still let them in my family. I'm raising up Jews and Gentiles. I'm bringing in aliens and strangers. And I want to give you family. Welcome to the family. Don't allow the gravitational pull that always pulls you back to take you back to the familiar. Come now. Come now. Along with us. Shame stops you from going after your dreams. Shame stops you from living your life to the fullest. Jesus died for your kind of shame. Come to Jesus because he still wants you.
God's plan is bigger than whatever you're up against. For any gift amount, you'll receive a CD, booklet, and digital access to this powerful message about grace.
God is bigger than your deepest secret, your darkest night. None of it stops you from being a candidate for the grace of God.
For your gift of $100 or more, you will receive this plus the T.D. Jakes Relationship Bible and candle.
This particular message has got your name on it. He still wants you.
Don't wait. Call or go online today.
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.